We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about claims to fame. There's a 3-year-old boy that makes me want to...
Dude.
How is this even possible?
Well, I was going to ask you.
I literally only read the headline because this is how not in Mensa I am.
Yeah.
But there's a 3-year-old who's the youngest member of the Mensa UK.
Somehow...
Insane.
It is insane because have you ever been... Because I've been tested and it's not... What?
I don't...
What?
Like, how I just threw that in there.
I don't know. There's part of me that wants to believe. I did.
Did you get a chance to take it too? Oh, you didn't make it through. Oh.
I, for some reason, remember getting invited to be in Mensa. And I swear that sounds like something Steve would say, that like, whatever. But I was, in my youth, I was very, very smart.
Yeah,
you were.
I was rocking. I rocked the ACT. I got full ride scholarships to like MIT. And still, like, I had the big brain. And I remember getting something from Mensa and going, who cares? Because at that time, I didn't care. But is that real? Do they send invitations? I don't know how it works.
You do have to be, used to have to be invited. And that was kind of a prestigious thing.
And I just ignored it. I tossed it aside.
Although that's more badass than actually becoming a member.
But it's not, because
it's beneath me. Fling!
That would be badass. But pretending that I just didn't know what it was, so that makes me kind of stupid.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
they wasn't meant to be anyway.
They didn't want me in their group. I don't know how they do it, but
he scored
a 142 on the IQ test.
Dang.
Which puts him in the 99th percentile. It is a Muhammad Harzad Nazim.
Nice.
And now he has been invited to join Mensa.
His parents are like, yes!
Yes! Because they're done. Like,
right.
He's Doogie Howser. He's going to be a doctor by the time he's 12. And he's going to be...
We birthed a genius! And we are set for life.
So, we've all talked about our claims to fame. We don't need to rehash them. Amber ugly cried. I mean, we're better than this, though. We have other claims to fame, right?
What's Steve's claim to fame?
Mine are locally in a small town. I still hold the record for eating the most amount of pizza.
That's right.
At the pizza buffet at Pizza Hut in my town.
Yep.
And I still hold the per game strikeout record for American Legion baseball. I know.
They called him Cool Breeze.
Yeah,
if you have a nickname,
cool
your claim to fame is set in stone. You're like going in the Hall of Fame of claim to fame.
HOF.
I have the most hugs in some small town. Doesn't really matter.
You had the most.
And hugs. You're right. A little girl beat my hug record.
Right.
Mattis.
I don't remember the country or the town.
It was Oklahoma.
The little girl's name was Madison or something, wasn't it?
It was in Oklahoma.
Oh my God, that's right, because I had hate mail sent
you
to me
did.
From our family. All right, so... I also was best guitarist in Colorado, but let's not rehash that. But if there's something you want to brag on about yourself, what is it that makes you famous? We want to hear your claim to fame. So we have some other stories in the news about some good claims to fame. There's a man who is the Pablo Escobar of eggs.
Wait, what?
I knew I could get Steve intrigued by just saying the words Pablo Escobar.
An egg cartel? Is that what he's
What kind of egg?
Yeah.
Rare eggs.
Oh, what?
Like, God, I got to find all the different kinds. Vultures.
Oh.
Falcons.
Okay.
Do you know what a kite is?
I've never heard of a kite. Birds of prey, maybe.
Yes, they are.
Really?
Here it is. This is one of those times where you've just got this nut. Those all sleeveless.
There we go.
They're all birds of prey, they're slacker. Apparently, really, really rich people will pay. What was that movie? Never mind. I'm going to take us completely off topic.
There was an egg movie?
No, there was a movie where. She's not going to know, so I'm going to. I'm ruining the entire show.
And I've got one brain cell.
There was a movie with Marlon Brando.
Okay.
And Matthew Broderick, where rich people wanted to eat endangered animals, and Matthew Broderick got paid to like go get this iguana and bring it back, and all these rich people paid a ton of money, and then they'd serve it up, and everybody'd eat the food, and then it was like he got caught by the CIA or whatever, and they went to bring down this whole ring, and it turns out they were actually saving the animals and just feeding the rich people chicken instead.
Okay,
but it was all just ruined the. Yes.
Okay.
Well, this is real, though. These are rich people who want to eat rare birds of prey eggs.
What?
I don't. And this guy was
so
making
bizarre.
He got by with it for 35 years. That's why he's the Pablo Escobar of eggs.
35.
He's been busted in Brazil for trying to bring out some sort of. He brings out live chicks and he brings out whole eggs. He has this like thing he wears and keeps the eggs sort of incubated on his chest as he's walking out. But he got busted at Heathrow Airport because he had like 15 eggs on him. 19 eggs. 19 birds of prey eggs.
Wow.
He got rich for 35 years.
Yes. The 19 eggs he had on him were going to get him $130,000.
Holy smokes. So they're hiring.
Yes.
This guy's no longer doing
Pablo is no longer in business. So Slacker Stephen Amber, she can be our mule. Nobody's going to search her.
Yeah, exactly. I look so innocent.
Oh, my God. That's not a falcon egg. So anyway, that's his claim to fame.
Wow.
Let's get one more in here real quick. There is a six-year-old. So this is what we want. We want like any claim to fame, as weird as being Cool Breeze in Wahpeton.
Yeah.
Or being the ugly crier on one episode of
The Bachelor.
This six-year-old awoke to the sound of a smoke detector in her family's home. None of her family woke up, and she saved everyone.
Oh, no kid.
That's awesome.
The dad said, I remember waking up, and my daughter was screaming, Daddy, the house is on fire. The house is on fire. He heard her, but didn't hear the smoke detectors. They do say that they're going to change smoke detectors away from beeps.
Okay.
Into voices. Because voice will wake you up. Like a beep. Like you might just be dreaming about your alarm clock or whatever.
But if it's a six-year-old girl screaming, the house is on fire.
Right, so we're hiring six-year-old. I want to be the voice of the... Help! The house is burning! Anyway, she has saved everybody.
She's a hero.
She's a total hero.
That's cool.
So your claim to fame can be weird or it can be heroic. Whatever it is, we want to hear it now. Vaughn?
Yay.
Yay. Claim to fame.
My name is Vaughn Miller.
Oh,
really?
I am not joking. That's my birth name.
So then you make reservations all over town. I would totally do.
But then they're under Vaughn Miller. Thank you.
But then they're so disappointed.
Yeah.
You walk in.
That's right. They're expecting.
Oh, hi.
My best friend's last name is Sinatra.
Shut up.
Yep. Wow.
And we always use her name.
And do they take care of you? Do they think you're related?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they're.
Do you camp it up a little bit?
Oh, like for sure.
Oh my God, I kind of love
Vaughn,
that.
If I were you, I'd be mad that someone else came along and.
You're right. Yeah. You're stealing my thunder. That's a great one, Vaughn. Thank you for the call. Is it just like he doesn't? I mean, it's just his name. Like he's like he's trading. Like he hasn't accomplished anything. Just his parents did.
You got name? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Shalee.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
What's your claim to fame?
My uncle was, it's my aunt's husband, and he was on America's Got Talent, and he ended up falling off the stage trying to do, like, the robot.
Oh.
He clearly didn't get through on America's Got Talent.
They actually did ask him to come back because it was so funny and the ratings were high.
Oh, can you do that fall off? Not the robot. Yeah.
He's
dumb,
like, the William Hung of AGT.
Okay.
Sort of. So he was like the butt of the.
Did he go back?
You could probably like YouTube it.
Man falls off stage at AGT. I mean, was it the current version with like Howie Mandel and what's his bucket? Simon Cowell?
Yep.
It was.
Yeah, you just look up Primitivo falls off stage.
Fun.
All right.
He's the fall guy.
Thank you for the call, Shelly. Again, that's not her claim.
Well,
I feel bad trashing these people, but at least we've ugly cried and pitched fast.
Yeah.
Cindy?
Yai, guys.
Yai.
What's your claim to fame?
I am Cindy Lou Who from The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Oh, because your first name is Cindy and your middle name is your last name is not Who, though.
Lou, and my dad was a huge Dr. Seuss fan, and my mom was way too sedated to give me a name.
You're telling us that on your birth certificate, it says Cindy Lou Who.
Yes.
What?
Gotta respect that somehow.
Somehow, yeah. And then on another level, no. Like when you get pulled over, the cop doesn't give you a ticket,
right?
Because they think it's hilarious.
No, I knock on wood, I have never gotten a ticket.
They start quoting Grinch or like singing.
Absolutely.
Whoa.
That is awesome. Thank you for the call, Cindy. Jeanette.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. What's your claim to fame?
I'm in probably hundreds of Japanese tourist family photos.
You're photo bombing?
Yeah, what? What?
I wasn't. I grew up in Hawaii, and I'm a Scandinavian, so blonde hair, blue-eyed, and I was obviously fascinating. They would come up, and they would, like, touch my eyelashes and my eyebrows, and they'd want to take pictures with me like I was Mickey Mouse.
Wow. Actually, yeah, because they're not used to...
They're not at all. Yeah. Like, you're, like, an oddity. You're, like, the bearded lady to them. I mean, I totally get that. And now you're in Colorado, so you're not fascinating to any of us. We're just, like, used to you.
Exactly. Super boring now.
Wow.
I never thought of that.
You know what? I don't want to bring up a sore subject, but that's what Amber's going to be like in Morocco.
Yeah.
When she goes to, like, all the Tanzania or wherever
but
you go.
But I think a lot of people, I mean, there's a lot of tourists, so it's not as...
I have a little bit of a conscience about it, that I don't want to travel to Japan now because I don't want to stand out.
I totally get it.
Get it, yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.